Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Very good, very good. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. You do a fabulous job every day that we're on the air. I really appreciate it. And Genesis Communications Network, thank you for providing the platform for USA Prepares to broadcast worldwide. Thank you, Ted Anderson, and all the engineering and staff personnel at Genesis Communications Network. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vince, and thank you for being here and doing what you do. I mean,
I just have a couple hours in the morning that, I don't have anything to apply them to. So here we are. Actually, I'm kidding, but I really enjoy broadcasting. I really enjoy sharing the stories and having people who want to implement some of the tips and ideas and suggestions from our instructors in their lives and avoid some of the mistakes that most people make. So that's why we do it. And the plan was originally to prepare people to come out the other side of what was headed our way. That was about 11 years ago. And we started doing this to come out the other side better than if they didn't know how to prepare. So that was the whole plan. And that's what we've been doing, kind of nonstop for 11 years. Greg, I'd like to read an email. Actually, it's a love letter. I got a love letter from a person who was in class, and the subject is in all capital letters, Vinny, comma, please. That's what it says as a subject. It's to me, and it says, so I'm just going to read this. Subject, Vinny, please, and then the first word is et cetera. So here it is, quote, et cetera. Quit with the disinformation and diversions. Please. Only way your son and supposed girlfriend to pass a virus to each other is through sexual contact or exchange of blood or eating from the same trough, not the same table. So cut it out. Really like your knowledge otherwise. Oh, is Ricky Rocket recovered? You gonna block me from emailing you? ? Please become strict vegetarian vegans, all y'all Fennellis. And then it says spelling, like ? Because it didn't spell Fennellis even close to being right. It did have an F in it, and it did have an L in it, and it didn't have an I. It has some of the letters, but more letters than necessary. So, end quote. The reason I'm mentioning this is there was no sexual contact. Our son and his girlfriend have known each other for about a year, and they've been wearing masks, both of them, and they stand at a distance. And we know that COVID is rampant, and COVID is killing people. We know this. We absolutely know this. So if you really believe that COVID is fake and fraud, and to use the terms that others use, BS. You don't belong in this class. You really don't. If you look around, people are dying everywhere. People are sick everywhere. You can't get... I got an email from the CEO of the hospital in Springfield saying, if you have an appointment that's, you know, scheduled for a month or two out, we're going to have to reschedule because we are overwhelmed. What that means is they're diverting hospital staff to treat the people who are coming in with respiratory problems, heart problems, etc., from COVID and the COVID-related things they do, like getting vaccinations. So I just want to tell you that I am not going to change my tune, and you're not banned. You know, this lady who sent me this love letter, she's not banned. I don't ban anybody. You have the right to free speech, except if you want, if anybody wants to say that homosexuality is a great thing, I'm having a problem with that. If a person wants to say that COVID is fake and fraud and to use the term BS, I'm not going to allow it. Not without a volley in return. Because I know people who have died from it personally. And I believe two instructors have been. Yeah. It's real. So please, please don't spread the rumors that it's not real. Yes, go ahead, Greg.
So, you know, I used to get, you know, calls once a year. And I know how to take care of it within a couple of days. It's gone. But I can feel it coming on. I get the sore throat. I get the sinus. I get the coughing at night, you know. And I know how to take care of it. This time, it's hit me four times. But I was able to get rid of it within a couple of days. There's something going on, something going around. And the real fact is that none of us have a perfect knowledge of what it is. And to claim that you do is ignorant. To assume that it's fake is ignorant. That's all it is. They want to polarize, you know, this thing like they know what it is. Well, we don't. You know, we've got doctors who are saying they haven't even isolated it yet, other than on computer models. So that kind of a statement to me is just, you know, that kind of a letter to me is complete ignorance. I'm sorry, but that's my opinion. I've got the right to say that. Because I've got three people I know that have died over it.
I'm just going to read another email. This is from somebody I know who will remain nameless. I heard of three situations that I wanted to make you aware of. One young woman was pregnant. She went to the doctor. There was no heartbeat. The baby had died. Her husband was jabbed. I'm not sure about her, but I believe she was. One man just found out that he has chronic leukemia. The last one was a woman, a family member used to work with. She worked in the medical system. She was having heart issues and died at the hospital. I believe she was jabbed. So, this is really serious, class. And there's a rumor going around, and we'll just call it a rumor, that people at the highest levels of our government have attended a hearing, and someone in the hearing was overheard saying that the year 2022 will be the largest die-off in human history. That's just a rumor. But it sure seems like it's playing out. It really does. People are getting this.
Did you know?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Greg.
Did you know that the movie Soylent Green was 2022?
No, I didn't know that. Now, I've seen it a couple times, Soylent Green. It's an excellent, it's an old movie, class, and it's about people eating this compressed food, we'll call it food in quotes, which was really bodies. It was like rendering human bodies into food, but it was cannibalism. Yes, Soylent Green. You should watch it. No, I didn't know it was 2022, but boy, it's right on the mark, right? So what was that? I'm going to look up the date of Soylent Green. But please continue.
Yeah, I left a little bit of homework for the class when last Friday. I said I asked him to read the book Frederick Basket, and my keywords today are what I get out of it is wholesale plunder. That should mean a lot if people don't read that book. Were you able to glance at it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I found it, and you can find it at Mises.org, Mises.org. And you can search there, and it's cdn.mises.org/thelaw.pdf. It's free. The Law by Frederick Bastiat, Bastiat. Bastiat? Yes.
Yes, it's an excellent book, and it pretty well describes the nature of all men and the governments. And I've got one thing to say about it. You know, that's the link. I made the comment last week, I think it was, that seems like the agenda of all governments is to steal, kill, and destroy. And really, that's the end result, the plunder. It's about people who want to make a living off of you while they themselves barely break a sweat. Which, of course, is the one of the key factors in slavery. But it's an excellent book, and I do hold it very high esteem of that man, because he was able to see, even back then in 1870 when it was written, when it was first published, the nature of man. And the God-granted freedoms that we were all given. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the book that I've written and the book that you've written, Vince, and how important it is today that people get this kind of knowledge and start practicing it in their daily activities. I knew a man that was, he died, he was 72 years old, he passed away, and he was a civilian photographer for the U.S. military in Dugway. And what he saw going on as a civilian photographer, I'm going to go ahead and get a little bit into it. One of the statements that he made to me is that he was not doing something to prepare himself for the future. Every day he felt like he was lacking.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I feel exactly the same way. All right, we'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craigslist. Looks like his name was Bastiat, B-A-S-T-I-A-T. And he was talking about the system of legal plunder. So laws are developed to allow the plundering of your wherewithal, your work, by people who want to steal from you. It's legal theft. It's robbery by taxation. That's what it is. And it's immoral. It's absolutely immoral. It's where we are right here, right now, today. It's like the BLM people who have gotten all these contributions. The head knocker leaves. No one knows who's in charge, and there's $60 million gone missing. That's just one example of what can happen. But the big example would be what governments do. So it even trickles down to organizations like BLM. And the book is called The Law. And you can look it up and you can download the PDF for free from Mises.org, Mises.org. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, Vincent, that's exactly what it is. And I always go back to that statement that Christ made when Peter asked him a question. He posed a question to Peter. He said, do the king's children pay taxes to the king or to strangers? And Peter responded, why strangers? And he goes, why then the king's children are free. Basically, if you're under forced taxation, you're not free. And if you think you are free, try and stop paying taxes and see what happens to what you have worked all your life for. It'll basically be put on the auction block by the sheriff's department. That includes your land. That includes your furniture, everything in that house. You will lose everything. It's legal plunder, slavery. And this is what these people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all those people are sitting up there living off of us as billionaires. They figured out a way to use the laws and corporations to plunder the people. Those funds didn't come from nowhere. They didn't just come out of thin air. But anyway, back to this person we were talking about, this friend of mine, it was his father, and he said most of the things that he saw on that base and that he recorded and photographed, he'd have to take to the grave with him. But some of the things he was able to talk about just blew my mind. The military had this little, they went out off the base one time and they had this catapult-looking thing, and it was up against a big old rock mountain. And they had all this sensing equipment, and in this little box that they were going to launch, like a catapult, was a little ball of plasma. They had 12 holes of old military ships lined up, one in front of the other. And they slinged this little ball of plasma. It cut a perfect hole through all 12 holes, went into the mountain, and disappeared after 5 miles of tracking. Nothing in this world is impenetrable to them. He was able to disclose that to me and his son. But a lot of things he wasn't able to. One of the things that he did laugh about was someone that came up to him and said, you know, that chemtrails are false. He just burst out laughing because he had been recording it for years and the effects of it. But that has to do with the air we breathe, and that's one of the things we'll talk about.
Yeah, and for 3 days we had massive amounts of chemtrails over the farm, and then 2 days later, massive cold snap. Absolutely true. Happens over and over and over again. Just look at what's happening in the East Coast.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Goes out to service city, and his life is taken. How do you explain that? How do you justify it?
Criminal elements in our society continue to attack and kill police officers in America. 6 officers were the victims of gun violence over the past 2 days. In Houston, Texas, an illegal immigrant shot and killed an officer before fleeing to Mexico. And 3 more HPD officers were hospitalized Thursday in a dramatic shootout. 2 more police officers were shot Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis, Missouri. Also, a Milwaukee sheriff's deputy was shot several times during a traffic stop on the same day. This as New York City buries 2 of its finest Friday. Big Apple residents on Fox News come out to pay their respects.
For such two young people, it's terrible.
They do so much work for the city and put their lives at risk every day when they're on the job.
I get a little overwhelmed because he's so young. That could be my child, anyone's child.
USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In direct violation of law, the Biden administration is distributing hundreds, if not thousands, of single illegal immigrants throughout the United States under the cover of night. New York Republican lawmaker Nicole Malliotakis and Claudia Tenney on Fox News called out President Biden.
This is a complete aggravated dereliction of duty, which is why last night on Twitter I called for Joe Biden to be impeached and removed. His primary obligation as the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States is to enforce our laws, to live up to his oath, to enforce our border security, and also to tell the truth to the American people. Not doing anything about the fact that these migrants are coming in at the taxpayers' expense, not being vetted as far as we know. And when I visited the border back in March, I saw young children and all kinds of people being boarded on the planes, being shipped around the country at the taxpayers' expense. And our DFAS, our Defense Finance and Accounting Service employees, were asked to take leave, paid leave by the taxpayers to foster these people and to pay for these people to be relocated in central and upstate New York.
Look, aiding and abetting illegal immigration is a violation of the law, and you have it coming from the President of the United States. It's completely unacceptable. The Supreme Court ruled that he had to remain in Mexico. He has clearly not done that.
Representative Malliotakis went on to say, in order to make the changes needed, Republicans must win back Congress in November to get the votes needed to fix the border crisis. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys? Thank God you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, don't...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I got to hand it to GCN and the news for what they just said. They are exposing the corruption and the illegalities that are being committed by the president et al. Got to hand it to him. Congratulations. Really, I'm not kidding. I mean it. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, and that's going to continue for all governments, because the first thing that this Antichrist wants to do, or this New World Order, is to get rid of all governments. And the way to do that is to get the people to turn on each of the governments. So they're going to, you know, they've paid them off, and they've made them feel secure in what they're doing, the evil that they're involved in. And the final result is to turn on them. That's Satan's way. But anyway, back to what we were discussing. There are four things that are the most vulnerable to us as our life in general, and that would be air, water, food, and shelter. And these books that you and I have been working on address all these issues, whether it's the shelter, which provides the heat and the cooling, or whether it's the air we breathe, or the air that we're exposed to, and that could include in times like today, would you really want to live in a condominium full of people who are passing around sickness? So all these issues are addressed in these books, and I think right now those four issues should be the most top talked about and prepared for points in life that every one of our listeners should be concentrating on right now. Back to you, Vince.
Oh, absolutely right, and you're right. The books address that. Like, you know, one of the topics is how to build a fallout shelter in your basement. It's in the book. And food storage, long-term food storage. And that doesn't mean just buying stuff that's, you know, marked to 25 years, freeze-dried. It's how to do it economically for yourself and save a lot of money. And, you know, imagine this, class. Imagine being locked down for a month. And, well, let's say there's some kind of disease floating around in the air, and you decide you want to be locked away from it, so just stay home. How many people would be able to do that and just go into their pantry, for example, and have the soups and the pastas and the ingredients to make bread and have butter and you know, all the niceties of life, except maybe in the winter, maybe not having the salad greens that are fresh, you know. Other than that, you can live and thrive if you plan. And it doesn't, believe it or not, it doesn't cost any extra. Actually, it costs less to do it the way we recommend. That's buying in bulk. And, you know, frankly, all the things that I've bought have gone up in price. So instead of putting some extra funds in the bank and getting, you know, 0.1% per year interest or 0.25% interest, I put it into things that, well, like food, like the can of soup that was maybe 75 cents that's now $2, like Progresso soup. I'm serious. You're better off. You're literally better off putting your funds into things that you can use. That includes food, and includes a water system. It includes a water softener if you need soft water. It includes farmland. And frankly, if you haven't gotten out of Dodge, what's wrong with you? All the signs are right here. Greg, am I being too blunt?
No. We're depending on who? China? For our supplies? Mexico? You know, look at the relations with China right now. Look what's going on. Does anybody really have any comfort in that? All of our manufacturing is overseas, which means all the tools that we use come from overseas. Our military depends on China, and we're about ready to, I mean, there's war, you know, the war drums are beating right now with Russia and China. You know, you've got to, seriously, if you want any comfort, I think the best thing you can do is to prepare to be able to take care of yourself until you think things are going to get better. Well, if we're about ready to go to world war, when's that going to be? I would suggest all of your spare funds would be spent on bulk food storage, where to store it, how to store it, getting out of Dodge, finding that little piece of property. And even if you can't build on it right now, at least get it set up with, you know, bury some food on it somewhere. And right now,
Greg,
debt is probably the worst to get into.
I was able to buy a camper trailer. When this genocide started, I was thinking we might need a hospital here at the farm. And I was able to buy a camper trailer that my son and I hooked up to our Cummins turbo diesel Dodge pickup truck, our old truck, and we pulled it home. Has tires on it that hold air. It's really neat and clean inside. It's old. It's old. It's over 20 years old. But it was kept undercover, and it's great. And it was about $4,000, and it's a hospital. And somebody could buy one of those and put it on the land they own, and that could be the point from which they build, because that's exactly what we did here at our farm. We bought the land, and a friend of ours who we just met, who happened to be the realtor, said, "Where are you all going to live?" And I thought we were going to be staying at a motel for, you know, a couple months. And he said, "No, I just hop in the truck." And he brought us over to his farm, and he had like a 20-foot, an old camper trailer, and he towed it over to our farm, and had electricity brought in. Temporary electricity on a 4x4 post with two outlets, and I brought in a landline, so we had telephone, we had electricity on an extension cord, and then we drilled a well. Then the next thing we had was water, electricity, telephone, internet, and we had a little space heater, and that's how we lived while we were building our house. Yes, you can. Or, if you don't have all those funds, you can get the camper trailer and live in that.
Or, and even more than that, you could take a wall tent with a stove in it and even live during the wintertime. I mean, I've camped out for weeks at a time, whether it was on a hunting trip in the mountains or just for fun, just to go up and fish. But, you know, with the cots and the sleeping bags and the stove and the availability of wood. Yeah, I would suggest at least, at the very minimal, having a wall tent with a stove, because we don't know what kind of natural disasters we're going to be facing as things get worse. You know, we may have to flee the city. We may just have to flee the cities. Well, I personally fleed years ago, but people might come to that realization that that's exactly what needs to happen. And what's the best way to go about that? It's to secure at least a few acres where you'd have that availability of water, you know, where you can store things and get away, get out of Dodge, where you're not going to have marauders coming through looking for anything they can to get their hands on to live another day. Because at that point, people aren't going to have consciences anymore. I truly believe that once they start killing, they're going to lose their conscience, and we're going to see the worst of the worst.
You know, that's a word that's in your book, marauders. Class, think about that. Think about what's going to happen. And we had an example of that in the last couple of weeks. There were four guys on the run from the law. They were on the run from the highway patrol and the sheriff's departments, literally, and they were considered dangerous. These are people who had experience with violence, and they were felons. They were on the run, and my neighbor, I'm talking about my next door neighbor, the guy who's, we share a fence with him, okay? The fence keeps cows on his side and cows on our side. He called up and he said that someone came through and was pilfering through his buildings, and he just wanted our family to be on the lookout, and of course we are, but it's a heightened sense of alertness and awareness.
Well, my son this last year was awoke in the middle of the night to noise that he heard in the garage, and he grabbed his Glock and he went out there, and there had been a homeless man that had broken into his garage and had a pile of things he was getting ready to move. And, of course, yelled at him and told him of course, the guy just took off running. He didn't take anything with him. But, you know, right in my own family, homeless, what was he doing? What he could to survive. And I just can't see living in areas like that, though, where you got homeless living out in the streets. You know, and he did his best he can to get up against the mountain in case he had to flee to the mountains, but still, there it is in the cities. So, and we haven't even experienced the tip of the iceberg as far as things go. Because when this economy collapses, it's going to happen overnight.
Greg, how long do you think it would take for the police, the sheriff's department, the highway patrol, etc., to come out to a typical rural home or farm? How long do you think that would take? 45 minutes?
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. Basically, by the time that they get there, whatever was going to happen, it has already happened, and possibly even the Marauders have already gone. And that, right. Even in the city. Yeah.
And you
devote the heart of the city.
You devote a portion of your book to that, and a part of your book talks about why you should get out of Dodge and why. How do you deal with that baby that's dropped off on your steps? Class, nobody's prepared for that. Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody.
And
but
it's
I know
not
when
like
I look
doesn't...
into it, when the eyes of innocence, there's, you know, I don't have much of a choice but to take care of it.
Right.
It just became my responsibility.
Right. With no care package delivered with it. No note.
No.
Just, yeah. So if you want to go to Greg's website, Real Water Independence, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. And, Greg, when is that book available? Did you say it's
well, if you go to Amazon, you can look it up. I'm going to put it on my website for this weekend. But it's available now on Amazon Kindle. But I'm going to go ahead this weekend, and which is basically
G'day,
tomorrow.
I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale.
If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesh is with us, class. And if you want to go to Amazon, you can look up the... You just type in Amazon Solar Desalination Water Station. Greg Lesher, Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, L-E-S-H-E-R, and you'll find the book on Amazon. We've got Jeff in Colorado. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning, Mr. Finelli. I'm with my fiance Hazel. We are both nurses. Nobody is about to say that COVID does not exist, but we just like to share some experience, strength, and hope for what's really happening out there. I'm a retired cardiovascular nurse. Hazel, my fiance, works on a stroke unit. Primarily, she receives COVID patients. Now, the diagnosis at the front door, if you have a cold, which seems to be non-existent anymore, then you're considered COVID, and then that sets you up into a flow chart of where you're going to end up in the hospital. I'm going to leave Hazel details as to how she can tell you who's coming into her unit. When we went to bacteriology, microbiology in school, there was always an electron microscope of any virus or bacteria available. I haven't seen anything other than the really beautiful Disney-colored representation of what the spike virus is. I think that's one thing to be concerned about. I'm going to stay out of the politics about it, but it seems as if the common flu cold, which they've never been able to cure, has been disappeared out of the statistics. So there's a couple things like that. I just wanted to share, and I'll turn it over to Hazel. She can tell you who's coming into her unit with what, if that's okay.
Sure, let's do that. We have to go quickly, though.
All right.
Hi, Mr. Vincent. Good morning. My name is Hazel, and I work in the stroke unit, so I'm not denying COVID, okay? COVID does exist. But the issue is the people that are coming back right now in the hospitals. If I give you just a ballpark number on our unit, it's mostly like 70%, and then 30% are the one that doesn't have COVID, and the rest are some of the people that didn't get the shot, because I'm not going to call it vaccine, that have mild symptoms, and then they go home alive. The worst part is the people that I have like two quadriplegic patients, and they're all vaccinated, Moderna and Pfizer, fully vaccinated. So they came in with blood clots or altered mental state which is we don't know what's going on. And then if you look at the pattern of their vaccine, either they're close to each other or close to 6 months that they come out with all those symptoms. You know, and it's not coincidence because, let's say, I have a patient that had a stroke and then that patient is fully got the shot. That doesn't mean that it correlates because he had a stroke history. So we all know that all the adverse effects of those shots that they've been giving, poisoning people, are coming out now. So we are full. It's not like what we see on TV. Because of the shot, they're coming back to the hospital. And I'm overwhelmed with that, you know. Because it's
thanks for blowing the whistle.
What do you mean?
For telling it as you're seeing it, basically blowing the whistle. We need more people like this.
Well, you know, it's super controversial. And I cringe. My sphincters tighten up whenever I hear somebody say, let's follow the science. But you know what? As nurses, we know there are more than one side to any discussion. Science is not infinitely palpable. You have
to. No, there's bad science.
Yes, sir. And I would like to see somebody debate this Faustus that has been on television. The problem is the television in our French talk.
And also the patients are even recognizing it, you know, after the shot. Oh, they even tell their doctor, I was not like this before. I used to walk and now I have blood clots. So those kind of things, because I'm the middle person, I always talk to the patient. You know, some doctors will just like, oh, no, it's just, you know, probably it just happened like that because of this. You know, you have that history. No, it's not. Because I believe the patients because they tell us the truth. That, you know, I'm very observant. I can tell if the patient is lying or not. But for most part, they don't. They said, oh, I'm not going to take the third shot anymore. Or I'm not going to take whatever is next again after my booster. So they're all saying that.
Most of the admissions there are from the injection.
Let me ask you very quickly. We only have a few seconds left. Would you believe it if I told you that I know a man who hugged someone who got the shot and then ended up having a stroke? Would you believe that?
Yes, because it sheds the spike protein, and that's what your body rejects.
Okay. Well, one of our instructors had that happen to him.
Who was that?
Dr. Norman Shealy.
Oh, yes. I've been wondering about the gentleman.
Well, he could use your prayers. Class, Dr. Shealy could use your prayers right now. We're looking for a miracle. Greg, thank you so much.
Thanks.
And thank you, Hazel and Jess.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.